Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Heidi Borelli, co-founder of Greenhouse and Oteca, a seasonally influenced modern Italian restaurant on West Tillman Street in the West End Theater District of Allentown. Heidi, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having me.
Now, longtime Allentonians knew your current location for decades as Roth's Flowers, and I even shop there every spring for my plantings around the house. How did the idea of turning it into the greenhouse happen?
Well, as you know, it's a very iconic space. Everybody immediately recognizes it. It's been in the valley, specifically in that location, for almost 80 years. And when I moved here, I used to go to Mrs. Roth because she was one of the very few people who would get the certain cedar branches that I wanted to make my own garland. And after years and years of visiting and having children going to Muhlenberg Elementary across the street, she just was someone that anything you wanted, she would give you a little pushback, and then a couple weeks later, she'd have it for you.
Right.
So I valued that, and I would come in and joke with her and say, one day I'm going to turn this into a restaurant, and she would always say, oh, get out of here, but it just started at that point, going over to Muhlenberg Elementary and looking across the street and thinking what a stunning location it would be to have a greenhouse attached and make our food there.
Right, and that greenhouse is still attached to the main dining area, yes?
Yeah, it is. We kept the integrity of the structure because it's so important to really bring awareness as to where your food comes from. And if we can get to a point where we can grow it ourselves, you can actually see where it's coming from.
And is that something that's in the works or something you're considering, using that greenhouse for some of the production?
It's something that actually already has happened, which is incredibly exciting. All winter, we had a hydroponics table, and we were supplying cold weather greens, mustard greens, borage, anything you can pretty much imagine that we serve there, our baby gems, all of that, and microgreens. Now, throughout the summer, we had all of our peppers. We had beautiful fresh herbs. Right now in bloom is my edible flowers, and the edible flowers are used as decor, but we also like to let our guests know what they bring as far as health-wise benefits, and so they'll also be used in all of our beautiful craft cocktails. So it's still thriving, shockingly.
Not just farm to table, it's greenhouse to table, and you're only taking a couple steps, right?
You are. The other day we ran out of sage, and my best friend, who's the co-founder with me, she's like, run in the greenhouse and get more sage. And our sage is stunning because we did this beautiful ravioli dish that needed sage. So I could walk through the dining room with a whole bouquet of fresh sage.
So who are your partners and what are their backgrounds?
So my best friend is Salvina Petrozella. She is went to the Culinary Institute out in Vermont. She has a wonderful background in Italian cuisine. And so she and her brother are investors. They believed in the project and just said, let's do it. So Salvina and I are really running it and doing everything that we can to make it a beautiful, successful space.
Now, I don't want to be too presumptuous, but those are some Italian-sounding names there. Was that the family background kind of the impetus with the modern Italian menu?
That was actually my idea. Because when we met, she had just moved here from Sicily when we were 15, and I was also the new girl at the school, and we became fast friends, and we always joked and said we were going to do something together when we grew up and got married and had kids, and here we are all grown up, and we're finally doing it. So it kind of came about of a childhood desire to do something fun, but still always have that excited playfulness every day, and we do. Yes, definitely Italian. They are straight from Sicily.
So how do you characterize modern Italian versus more traditional Italian?
That's fascinating that you ask that. I love to cook regionally, and as you know, even here, you can go from Allentown to Bethlehem, even to the coal region, you're going to find such a diverse landscape of how people consume food. It is so similar with Italy, but there's so much more craft and time and energy that goes into it. So what I did is I started looking at a regional cookbook from maybe 60, 70 years ago, and I was fascinated by it. And when we were developing the concept, we first wanted to do something really fresh, farm to table, local, the most rudimentary thing that you can do in Pennsylvania, quite honestly. And I said, let's bring in some form of Italian cooking, but make it regional, and then make it ours with some form of modernity to it so that it doesn't seem stale or stuffy or old. And that's what we did. We found some beautiful regional influences, put our own recipes into it, because Selvina and I create every single recipe together.
And how does that approach manifest in some of the menu items? What sort of things are offered in terms of apps or entrees that reflect that approach?
I would probably say our chicken parmesan, because, of course, that's a staple in Italian-American food. But the way that we created it, we have a beautiful San Marzano tomato sauce. We use all local organic fresh chicken, and we make our own breadcrumbs. And using all of that gorgeous fresh mozzarella really makes a difference. And then it just gets this amazing turnaround in our fantastic wood-burning oven. And when it comes out, it's all melting, gorgeous, and bubbly, and like bronze. And you just throw it on those beautiful platter and send it out. And people are always shocked at the size of it. So I think anytime that you can stick to tradition, but also utilize things locally, you will find a wonderful mix of energies.
And you have a nice selection of pizzas as well.
Yes.
And those are done in the wood oven?
They sure are. Everything is made. All the flour's organic. We get, of course, they're not local San Marzano tomatoes because that doesn't exist. You got to get those.
It's like getting local shrimp. I
mean, right. That is not a thing. So we do. We bring in beautiful San Marzano tomatoes. Actually, I read a review one time, and it kind of made me sad, but on the other hand, I had to just accept it that people aren't used to really beautiful, fresh flavors. The one gentleman said, their sauce is sweet. I can't believe how much sugar they add to it. And I just wanted to say, no, it's a San Marzano tomato. They're sweet.
Right.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a slight sweetness to it when you don't have the acidity of old canned tomatoes.
Right. And you don't need to doctor it up or cover it up with anything.
They're beautiful. That's how they're grown.
And I know to the extent you can, you're working with local farmers and local suppliers.
We are.
Talk about that philosophy.
So our whole ethos was kind of understanding that there is this beautiful opportunity to bridge your food. And I think that we got really, really far away from food consumption. And as I feel in Pennsylvania, anyone who's lived here or been here, we are blessed with the four seasons. And what this farm-to-table, I would say a quote-unquote movement, people say, oh, it's trendy, it's new. It is not. It goes back to the most basic thing that our great-grandparents did. What did they do? They cooked with seasonality. So we are so blessed with so many farmers who provide food for us for each season, and they grow it and they offer it, and we can get maybe the most beautiful microgreens from Lehigh Valley Greens. We can get stunning, beautiful tomatoes from one of our local places that give us heirloom tomatoes that are so heavy and lush. And we work a lot with Breakaway Farms Butchery. So every month we try to feature different local farmers, purveyors, anybody who has something beautiful to offer, we want to feature them.
As I always say, there's always been organic farming. They just used to call it farming.
Right? You are so right. And that's exactly why when I mention things on the menu and the description, I don't feel like I have to push that. It should almost be a given. We don't really say all organic always, because if it's not certified organic, it's still organic.
Right.
We want to give those farmers who can't afford a certified organic certificate the opportunity to showcase their produce.
And you also make your own wine, correct?
We do.
Talk about that.
In Enoteca in Italy means wine bar. And every region, speaking of regionality, every region has a different concept as to what that means. So one place, it'll just be where they sell other people's wines, where they make it, where they serve little bites of food. So our specific license allows us, as long as we make wine on the premises, we are so blessed that we're able to offer all local wines, liquors, beers. So we have this amazing evolving menu of beautiful, beautiful local, I would say not wines because we provide the wine, but if someone really wants a specific local wine, we'll bring it in for them. But in general, we make all of the wine in-house and we bring in all local beer, liquor. So
well, I think
it's
that
wonderful.
Says a lot. That might have been tough 10 or 15 years ago, especially on the spirit side, and your beer options might have been limited. Now,
I agree 100%, Michael, because you're right. This is just such a dynamic time for people who have that passion. And you're not going to do it unless you have a passion about it, unless you really want to hone your craft in brewing. And you're right. It's everywhere.
And let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere you're hoping to deliver. It doesn't certainly come across as like a white tablecloth type restaurant. And did the location in a neighborhood versus a downtown area or a strip center kind of influence what you want to accomplish with the atmosphere?
No, I think that I would have really held true to what our original vision was. We have a lot of friends who are runners, as you know, and we wanted it to be a place where people could go on their evening or afternoon run and still come in, or where someone could still dress up and feel very special and fancy, or you're running around and we're getting errands and you just want to run in. So we wanted it to be accessible to everybody. You don't have to worry about how you're dressed or how you present yourself. Just come on in and hang. Very casual.
Now, do you find people from the neighborhood coming more frequently? Some of the regulars who can just walk right up there opposed to driving in?
Brilliant. People walk their dogs. They walk. They go for a run. They ride their bikes. When I see people ride up on their bikes, it just is so heartwarming. I love it. Yes, we have so much community support. It feels like I just made a whole bunch of new best friends.
So you've been open about a year now. How do you see kind of staying relevant and staying competitive in a really crowded market you continue?
Yeah, that's very interesting, Michael, because we never put together a demographic plan or even a business plan. I think that with our naivety, rule number one, never have a plan. It all works out perfectly. We're moving into our eighth month. Uh-huh. And I think because we have a revolving menu, we cook in seasonality. I'm hoping that'll bring people who are very interested in, let's just say we open in the season of scarcity and in the winter time, and we still manage to produce beautiful fresh food. So I'm hoping that that interest still brings people in, and our energy and our passion. I do hope that everything just speaks for itself.
Well, it seems like it has been so far based
Thank
on
you.
Driving by all the time and seeing the number of people in there.
Thank you, Michael.
So, Heidi, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you. It was wonderful to be here, Michael.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.